Well, good evening. We'd like to call to order this meeting of the Mesa City Council for this date of April 21st, 2014. We will not have Councilmember Summers with us. He is traveling and will not be calling in. We'd like to first start with an invocation by Kumar Sahajani. Excuse me, I've made a mistake. Sahajani, thank you. Forgive me on that, sir. Wonderful to have you with us. We'll start with his invocation, and then we'll have a Pledge of Allegiance led by Linda Crocker, our former city clerk, retired, and wonderful to have her back with us. So if you'll please stand.
O Lord Almighty, omnipresent, omnipotent, formless God, thank you for giving us this opportunity to be in your presence. We are praying for City of Mesa, Mayor Flinter, and City Council so they can be your instruments of peace, harmony, and justice. Bless them with your strength and wisdom so they can extend best of their services to the citizens of Mesa City. Thank you, Lord. Dhanrankar.
What an honor, I thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We appreciate that invocation. We also have members of the Santanankari Mission that are with us today, and we appreciate their attendance. And thank you, Linda, for that wonderful pledge. Mr. Brady.
Mayor, at this time, we'd like to invite you to come down for the swearing-in of the mayor, and we'll invite Judge Thompson, P. Thompson, the Superior Court Judge, to join with you in the swearing-in ceremony.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Alex Finter, do solemnly swear.
I, Alex Finter, do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Arizona.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Arizona.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And defend them against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
And defend them against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
Discharge the duties of the office of mayor.
Discharge the duties of the office of mayor.
Of the city of Mesa, Arizona.
Of the city of Mesa, Arizona.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God. Thank you. I appreciate having the opportunity to have my wonderful family here. As you can hear, we have twin two-year-olds. We were wondering how that was going to go down, and they're full of energy. Appreciate having my Lincoln, my little three-year-old that's with me, and to help me out with that swearing in. Wanted to express gratitude to my wife and family. Appreciate all the support that they give me as we go through the years. We often go to different locations, and they realize that probably about 10 steps into a function, usually have someone that wants to visit about what's going on in the city and or what's going on in the federal government, and they know that they just cruise on without me, and we've been doing that for about 6 years. So appreciate all the support, wonderful friends and families that are here too, and really appreciate all that they've done for me over the long years. Wanted to express my appreciation to these wonderful fellow council members that we have. It has been a privilege to work with them over these last 6 years, and we all realize that as we have these changes that we go through in life and through the city government, that everyone is still thoroughly committed to be able to achieve the goals and to continue the momentum that we have going. There's a lot of wonderful things that have happened here in the city of Mesa, and we realize that we have this wonderful professional staff, these elected leaders that we've been working with, and many, many others, the commitment by the citizens in Mesa to be sure and support this wonderful community that we live in. Just wanted to express appreciation to Mr. Brady for all his wonderful service and work that he's done, and realize that the choices and the professional staff that we have the privilege of working with now for so many years have been just a great contributor to the success we have here in Mesa. So thank you so much for all the help, and we realize that we're excited about Mesa's future. A lot of wonderful things happening here, and we plan to continue that. And thank you so much for friends and family and others that have been able to attend this afternoon. So thank you. Wonderful. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is appointment of vice mayor. I'd like to open up the floor. Councilmember Kavanaugh, please.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm pleased to nominate Councilmember Christopher Glover to serve as vice mayor for this period until the canvassing of our next election.
Okay, we have a nomination.
I second the motion.
Okay, we have a second by Councilmember Luna, nomination by Councilmember Kavanaugh. Any further discussion on the issue? If not, let's go ahead and vote. Let's see here. They were having a little bit of trouble with the computer. Let's go ahead and do a voice vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, the vote is unanimous. Congratulations, Mr. Glover. I should have said Vice Mayor Glover. Thank you. Wonderful. Okay, the next item on the agenda is to read our consent agenda. We'd like to invite up Mr. Kevin Christopher, who will run through our consent agenda.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Ultimate Imaginations, one-day charitable event Friday, May 2nd, on McDonald from Main Street to Pepper Place. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Ultimate Imaginations, one-day charitable event Friday, June 6th, on McDonald from Main Street to Pepper Place. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Fry's Food and Drug, 5941 East McKellops. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Fry's Food and Drug, 554 West Baseline Road. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for Fry's Food and Drug, 2727 East Broadway Road. Item 3F, act on liquor license application for Fry's Food and Drug, 1935 North Stapley Drive. Item 3G, act on liquor license application for Burger Fi, 1939 South Val Vista Drive. Item 3H, act on liquor license application for Cogburn's Big Wings, 5221 South Power Road. Item 3I, act on liquor license application for Smashburger, 2837 North Power Road. Item 4A, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for uniform garments for citywide use. Item 4B, act on three-year term contract for the executive physical examination services requested by the Human Resources Department. Item 4C, act on three-year term contract for the safety shoe program for the Human Resources Department. Item 4D, act on three-year term contract for asbestos and lead-based paint abatement for the Development and Sustainability Department. Item Item 4E, act on contract to purchase two new vehicles for the police department. This purchase is funded by asset forfeiture RICO funds. Item 4F, act on one-year renewal of term contract for Jet A aviation fuel for the police department. Item 4G, act on two-month contract extension and dollar limit increase to the term contract for custodial services for non-secured city buildings as requested by facilities maintenance. Item 4H, act on two-month contract extension and dollar limit increase to the term contract for custodial services for secured city buildings as requested by facilities maintenance. Item 4I, act on six-month renewal of the term contract for industrial supplies for the materials and supply warehouse. Item 4J, act on 40-month term contract for maintenance, repair, and operation supplies for citywide use. Item 4K, act on three-year term contract for new and replacement fire apparatus intercom equipment for the fire and medical department. Item 4L, act on three-year term contract for fire hose for the fire and medical department. Item 4M, act on dollar limit increase for the term contract for original equipment manufacturer heavy-duty truck repair services for the fleet services department. Item 4N, act on three-year term contract for digital bond printing services for the engineering department. Item 4O, act on contract to purchase hardware and software for the city's annual server replacement program. This purchase is part of the fiscal year 13-14's replacement program funded by Information Technologies Life Cycle Roadmap. Item 4P, act on three-year term contract for two-inch backflow preventers for the Water Resources Department. Item 4Q, act on three-year term contract for LED relamping services for the Transportation Department. Item 4R, act on three-year term contract for block wall cleaning, painting, and minor repair services for the Transportation Department. Item 4S, act on three-year term contract for traffic signal maintenance services for the Transportation Department. Item 4T, act on contract for Riverview Multi-Use Sports Facility. Funding is available in the Excise Tax Bonds and Economic Investment Fund. Item 4U, act on contract for ratification of emergency cooling tower replacement at the Communications Building as requested by the Facilities Maintenance Department. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to prepare, sign, and submit applications to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to receive fiscal year 2014-2015 entitlement funds under the Housing and Community Development Act of 1974, as amended for city department activities approved by City Council. Item 5B, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to prepare, sign, and submit applications to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to receive fiscal year 2014-2015 entitlement funds under the Housing and Community Development Act of 1974, as amended for nonprofit organization activities approved by City Council. Item 5C, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to prepare, sign, and submit applications to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to receive fiscal year 2014-2015 entitlement funds under the Stuart B. McKinney Homeless Assistance Act of 1987, as amended for activities approved by City Council. Item 5D, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to prepare, sign, and submit applications to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to receive fiscal year 2014-2015 entitlement funds under the Home Investment Partnerships Program, as amended for city department activities approved by the City Council. Item 5E, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to prepare, sign, and submit applications to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to receive fiscal year 2014-2015 entitlement funds under the Home Investment Partnerships Program, as amended for nonprofit organization activities approved by the City Council. Item 5F, act on resolution approving the fiscal year 2014-2015 annual action plan for submittal to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development and authorizing the city manager to amend, sign, and submit the annual action plan. Item 5G, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to accept federal funds to purchase equipment for the police department's traffic section to enhance the selective traffic enforcement program throughout the city of Mesa. These funds are made available from the Governor's Office of Highway Safety. Item 5H, act on resolution extinguishing portions of a public utilities easement and ingress and egress easement located west of Ellsworth Road and north of McCullen Road within the final plat of Cortabella at Mountain Bridge. The request is from the property owner. New public utility easements that better accommodate the proposed development will be dedicated by the property owner on the final plat. Item 5I, act on resolution setting May 19, 2014 as a public hearing date to review the proposed 2014-2015 annual assessments for the Mesa Town Center Improvement District Number 228. The proposed final assessments do not include any rate increases. Item 5J, act on resolution calling the primary election for August 26, 2014. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-012, 6350 East Main Street, located east of Wrecker Road on the north side of Main Street. A rezone to allow development of a commercial building. Due to a legal protest, a 3/4 vote will be required for the final action on May 5, 2014. Item 6B, introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-014, the 3600 to 5200 blocks of South Ellsworth Road on the east side, the 9200 to 10800 blocks of East Elliott Road south side, and the 3600 to 6000 blocks of the South Signal Butte Road alignment west side. This is located south of Elliott Road and Signal Butte Road. This request will allow the Campus Regional Center Land Use Group and Development Unit 5. Item 6C, introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-016, the 5,000 to 5,200 blocks of East Brown Road, north side, located at the northwest corner of Brown Road and Higley Road, rezoned to allow development of a single residential subdivision. Item 6D, introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-017, 3143 South Power Road, located south of Guadalupe Road on the east side of Power Road, rezoned to allow development of a single residential subdivision. Item 6E, introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-018, 7515 South Atwood, located west of Ellsworth Road and north of Germain Road, site plan review to allow development of an industrial warehouse. Item 6F, introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-019, 824 West Broadway Road, northwest corner of Broadway Road and Extension Road, site plan review and council use permit for a large collection facility to allow development of a contractor's yard for the storage of building materials and recycling materials. Item 6G, introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-020, 1010 South Crismon Road, located north of Southern Avenue on the west side of Crismon Road, rezone and site plan review to allow development of a medical office building. Item 6H, introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-021, the 8200 to 8600 blocks of East Baseline Road, located on the north side of Baseline Road and the west side of the Loop 202 Santan Freeway, a rezone to allow development of a mixed-use community. Item 6I, introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-022, 602 South Edgewater Drive, located north of Southern Avenue and east of Power Road, a rezone to establish a historic landmark overlay. Item 6J, introduction of ordinance modifying city utility rates, fees, and charges by adopting an incentive program for Mesa Utility electronic bill delivery and SurePay automatic bank draft payments. Item 7A, act on subdivision plat, Trevita Norte Phase 1, 3600 to 3800 blocks of East Brown Road, located on the southeast corner of North Val Vista Drive and East Brown Road. And item 7B, act on subdivision plat, Trevita Norte Phase 2, the 3800 to 4000 blocks of East Brown Road, located east of the southeast corner of North Val Vista Drive and East Brown Road. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Is there any council member that would like to remove an item off the... Yes, Mr. Councilmember Richens.
Yes, I missed downstairs 6A. I'd like to pull that off consents, just so people are clear about the sequencing of introduction, protest vote, what that means, in case there's anybody in the audience interested in that item. I think we owe it to the public to be pretty transparent and clear about how that vote will play itself out.
Thank you, sir. And we do also have quite a few cards on 6A. So 6A is off the consent agenda. Also, we have a request to remove item 6C from the agenda. That is the 5,000 to 5,200 block of East Brown Road, located on the northwest corner of Brown and Higley. And it looks like a rezone to RSL 2.5, 33 acres. So that item will be off consent agenda. Okay, it looks like we have a motion for those items remaining on the consent agenda. A motion by Councilmember Kavanaugh and a second by Councilmember Glover. Is there any further comment on these? If not, please vote. Looks like we have on the consent agenda, we have five ayes with Councilmember Summers absent. So the motion on the consent agenda does pass. Okay, we'll take the items in order that have been removed. We'll start with item 6A, and if we could, we'd like to have an overview by our professional staff, Mr. Wesley, if you would, please.
Yes, Mayor and Council. This item is Z1412. It's at 6350 East Main Street. It is a request for rezoning from the current limited commercial zoning district to the light industrial with planned area development. This, when you see it on your agenda later, it will also have a companion general plan amendment to go with that. This is an area of Mesa that has gone through some growing pains and is now looking for maybe some opportunities for redevelopment. And this rezoning has been proposed to allow this industrial zoning district at this location, so a few additional uses can happen. This particular, this evening, we're at the introduction stage. There's always a two-step process for ordinances that come before the council. The first to introduce the ordinance, get it out for public to see and review. 2 weeks from now, we'll be back on your agenda for actual consideration. At that time, because there is a legal protest that has been filed, if that's still in effect at that time, then it would require a supermajority of the council approval at that time for the introduction. A simple majority is sufficient.
Mr. Council Member Richens, please.
And just to define that, we should have a new council member appointed at that point, and so there'll be seven. So if you could define what the vote total is necessary for a supermajority.
Sure. Yes, Council Member, we have seven members. It'll take six affirmative votes for it to be approved.
Thank you.
Okay. Good. Thank you. Okay. We have, looks like, six individuals that would like to speak on this subject. Remembering this is just for introduction, we'll go ahead and start with our first person. It looks like Donald Jackson. Mr. Jackson is opposed, and he would like to speak. So, Mr. Jackson, if you'll come up to the podium, if you'll give us your name and address, pertinent information, you will have 3 minutes to speak. We welcome your input in this process.
Yes, sir, Mr. Mayor. My name is Donald Jackson. Operate a property at 6330 East Main Street. And the proposed development of the site, as was shared, that the area is going through some growing pains. However, the proposed development there from the information I've gathered is actually in violation of several of the laws of the city of Mesa. Also within the area there, there is a church, a place of worship, which also contains a Sunday school for toddlers up to teenagers. And according to the laws, this type of development cannot be within, I believe it was 1,200 feet of an existing church building, and I believe it's 500 feet within a residential area. There are other concerns and things that I have, but I just didn't want to bring that to your attention and the attention of those that are here, that there are some concerns. There are some concerns.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Jackson. Right. I appreciate your input. Mm-hmm. The next individual that would like to, it looks like to speak, who is opposed, would be Steve Gettler. Mr. Gettler, we'd like to invite you up. I hope I pronounced your name correctly. If you'll give your address and
My name is Steve Gettler, 6449 East Albany Street. There's going to be another citizen speaking somewhat for me. I'm the first one went to the first meeting and went around the area and talked to a lot of the citizens. And I think the rule or the law, whatever the city of Mesa has for when they rezone, it should be in the letter to what the reason we're rezoning for and what's going to go there. Everybody I talked to was opposed to what's going to go there. And they were just overwhelmed that it wasn't in the first letter that was set out. So I think if whatever that takes from maybe now forward, we could have that stuff put in the letter and whatever it takes to get that changed. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Gettler. Next person it would be that's speaking is Beth Hall. She is opposed. Ms. Hall, if you'll come up. You have 3 minutes, and if you'll give us your address.
I'm Beth Hall, and I own three properties across the street from the proposed application. And in our first letter that was back in December, around Christmas time, the applicant said we, In our second letter in February, it was stated we, again, at the Planning and Zoning Board meeting on February 19th, at that meeting, it was already decided to approve it before the meeting. And whenever I mentioned something about a possibility of a marijuana shop going in there, Randy Carter said that we couldn't talk about that because this meeting was only about the zoning and not the use of it. So some of the property owners in the area that have since found out about it have opposed it. But most of the property owners don't even know what's going on or what the use is. And it wasn't until April the 9th, whenever the attorney for the applicant called me, did I find out what the true name of the owner is. And it's called Nature's Healing. It's not Granite Reef Inc., as your indications shows on your paperwork today. And so I think the public has been a little hoodwinked. I think we need to know the facts ahead of time. And not only that, but there's a bus stop, a junior high bus stop, right there. There's an alley separating residential area from this shop, less than 50 feet away. Would you want your children or your grandchildren living next to that? It's next door. My apartments are across the street. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Hall. Next person that would like to speak is Roger Walkland, I believe. Forgive me if I'm not reading that correctly. You are opposed, and if you'll give us your address.
Thank you, gentlemen. My name is Roger Walkland. I live at 6522 East Albany Street, Mesa. My purpose of being against this rezoning is my experience of spot rezoning never works. The area in question along East Main Street is definitely in need of some help. If you start at Higley with the old hotel area and you go east, it really looks bad. There's a lot of need in that area. And the need has to be for a commercial, something that somebody can make money at. And you have to look at the neighborhood of what you have there. Currently, and I'm trying not to be emotional, but currently I have to keep my garage door closed because of the riffraff that runs up and down and gets into the neighborhoods. The zoning along that commercial area needs to be looked at, and perhaps the county could direct the ZA or zoning board or the department heads to try to come up with a better game plan, either tax incentives or something that might bring more commercial into the area that would benefit the residents, and not necessarily rezone on a spot basis that's only going to help one owner, one location, and not really at the expense of the rest of the neighborhood. And respectfully request you consider that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Next person, Dennis Callison. I'd like to invite you up. You're opposed. You have 3 minutes, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. My name is Dennis Callison. I operate a business at 6306 East Main Street, right down the block from the proposed dispensary. And I printed off a copy of Mesa's zoning amendments, and it lists a number of separation requirements I'm sure you're all familiar with. It can't be located within 2,400 feet of a substance abuse treatment facility, alcohol rehab facility, correctional transitional housing facility. It can't be within 1,200 feet of a park or library. It can't be within 500 feet of other types of parks in HOA open areas. And to me, all those things are kind of self-evident that there's potential for abuse with this type of business. And as the last gentleman said, as someone who operates a business and is often down there 7 days a week, a lot of nights, it's maybe not politically correct, but it's like the night of the living dead down there in the evening. It's not safe. And it's a neighborhood in distress. And there's a lot of problems. And I just think this is probably about the last area, Higley to Power,
Broadway to University that something like this should be located. I went to a couple meetings that then Councilman Finner was at with the police. There was an intense operation last year, many of you are probably familiar with. My last recollection, there was close to 200 arrests, prostitution, transiency, on and on and on. And this is just a bad spot for that. And then finally, just to dovetail real quickly on what the pastor said, that church, I understand from, again, a meeting that Councilman Finner was kind enough to be at, he didn't have a certificate of occupancy at that time. But I can tell you, I was down there almost 2 summers ago, and he was out there recruiting neighbors to attend his church. And he's got a sign. I assume he pays taxes. He's got utility bills. I think he has every other measure you could have other than a CO. And so that building's there. It's been there for 2 years. And it, again, it's within 500 feet, front door to front door, of this proposed facility. So that on itself seems obvious that this isn't the spot for it, that it would violate that. So with all due respect, that's what I had. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Callison. Appreciate that. That's the end of those requests to speak. Mr. Wesley, did you have any follow-up? And do we have the applicant here?
Mayor, yes, the applicant is here. I do not have any follow-up unless council has any questions for me at this time.
Okay, none for me. I think probably be appropriate to invite up the applicant. I'd like to give you a few more minutes since you're pursuing the process. I know you'll keep it brief and to the point.
Absolutely. Mayor Finter, it's a pleasure to say that. Your official congratulations. Councilman, I don't intend to make a long presentation. We'll save that for May 5th when it's the actual hearing. Just to address a few things, though, that were said tonight, to start with Mr. Jackson, saying that we're in violation, my client's not in violation. We are following every step to try to come in legally. He does operate a church, and it doesn't have a certificate of occupancy. Therefore, it's not on the radar. That's a whole separate issue. What we are here to talk about is a rezoning case. As far as the letter and the noticing, we don't put every use. When you send out a renotice letter, a rezone letter, you don't put every use in there. As Ms. Hall mentioned, I was the first person that told her one of the potential tenants on the property, and it's one potential tenant. As far as a spot rezone and what's happening along Main Street, I think, you know, if you see in your material, we got a 4-0 recommendation of approval from Planning Commission. The reason why they looked at it from a strictly a land use perspective, if you look within 2 miles of this site, there are, now these are stats from Planning Commission, so a month and a half ago I planned to pull recent stats before our council hearing on May 5th, your council hearing on May 5th, where I get to come, 56 vacancies with commercial zoning. You don't need any more commercial zoning. It's in trouble down there. There's a lot going on. There is one zoned industrial site within 2 miles. You need options. The property owner is not my client, but she'll be here, Judy. She's lovely. She's owned the property since the 70s. She is so excited about the potential for this property. There's a vacant spot you'll see on the north part of the site. She can rebuild something specific to a use that she will get. So, and last thing, and you know, I think that the overriding fear amongst the residents is security. I'm not pro or against dispensaries, but gosh darn it, they are safer than banks. We will have my client will have cameras around the whole building. Footage we have to keep 24/7 for 5 years. You're worried about tomfoolery in the area. Gosh, I can't think of anything better to be there. There's cameras inside, cameras outside. You have to have a card to get in. We'll go through that. I've got a co-counsel who'll be here to help present on the 5th. And there are so many. This is such a regulated business. And when the state adopted it, when the voters adopted this initiative and the state put the rules in place, they wanted to make sure that there were not dispensaries and clusters, that there were not, you know, some of the mistakes that other states made, they wanted to make sure we didn't have here. And gosh, the security measures are ridiculous. And we would love to meet with the neighbors again. Any additional cameras, anything we can do to help with security in the area, obviously it's of the utmost importance, not only for our client as a dispensary, but also for the property owner. With that, I'll stand for questions if anyone has any.
Any questions for the applicant? Mr. Richards? No, thank you. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. And this is the wonderful time for it. Council Member Richards.
Thanks, sir.
Just a, we have an absent council member today, and I just wanted to be clear what the vote count is. If we have six, we have seven on our council, well, so we'll have a full council, but if we have an absent council member, what would the vote then need to be for the protest?
It'll still be, so if we have a full council on May 5th, it's
still...
And we
have six present.
It's still three quarters of a full council, which would be seven. So you're still required to have six votes on May 5th. Tonight, the introduction only requires four votes.
Thank you.
Okay. Council members, any other questions? Okay. It looks like at this point we'll entertain a motion. Again, this is for introduction, and in 2 weeks we'll have the... Yes, Councilmember Richards.
Just finish your thought there.
Yeah, and so in a couple of weeks at our next regularly scheduled council meeting, then we'll have the action on whether we're going to approve or disapprove of this. So tonight is only for the introduction. In fact, this is done so we can make sure that there's plenty of notice out in the community to make sure that people understand that these issues are coming through and we want as much input as possible. So that is what we're doing tonight.
Yeah, and just to add on, Mayor, don't mistake a vote to move this forward on the agenda for 2 weeks from now as a vote of support for the project, because we'll have a very robust debate about the project next week, or in 2 weeks, I believe.
Wonderful. So, thank you for adding that clarity. So we do have a motion for approval for Councilmember Kavanaugh, and a second by Councilmember Glover. Are there any other comments? If not, we'll call for your vote. It looks like we have five ayes, and with Councilmember Summers' absence, so the measure does move into the process now, and we'll look at it in a couple of weeks. Thank you on that one. Our next item is 6C, which is the 5,000 block to 5,200 block of East Brown Road, located on the northeast corner of Brown and Higley. It's 76 roughly acres, rezoned from AG to RSL 4.5 PAD, and it breaks it down into the different zoning classifications for different portions. But this request will allow for the development of a single residential subdivision. Mr. Wesley, if you could please give us an overview.
Yes, Mayor and Council. It seems like the title almost gets all of it already, but it is a request for a rezone at the northwest corner of Higley and Brown for single-family development. The property is currently vacant. It is almost 80 acres. It's been planned for this low-density residential for many years. Applicant is now proposing to rezone consistent with that general plan category. A lot of development, about 430 lots on this particular piece of property. They'll have about three different lot sizes within the development, ranging from a smaller cluster lot project up to lots that are about 6,000 square feet in size.
Okay, thank you for that overview. We have two requests to speak on this item. The first one is in support. It is a Mr. Ed Murphy, and he would like to speak, so we'd like to invite Ed up. If you'll give us your address, and you have approximately 3 minutes, or exactly 3 minutes, I should say.
Okay. My name is Edward Murphy. I live at 2659 East Kale Street in Mesa. Mr. Mayor, congratulations, and council members. I have no objections to the building of 450 homes in this area, but I do have some reservations. I'm a 30-year tenant at Falcon Field and a strong advocate for the continuation of Falcon Field, working against the current attacks on Falcon Field to begin efforts to try to close and or curtail activity at Falcon. I will point out here on a map that you can see this area is directly underneath the traffic pattern for Falcon Field for the south runway, which is the busiest one. And I know it's probably hard for you to see here, but I have plotted out with red dots where all the official and formal complaints have been registered in the last 5 years, and you can just follow right along where they're all here. My concern, and I do appreciate that the approval came with a condition that there be a notification given to potential purchasers, that it says a written notification. Written notice be provided to future residents that acknowledgement received that the project is within a mile of Falcon Field. I think that's good, but I would like to suggest that it be stronger, and perhaps you gentlemen on the council can use your influence to persuade KB Homes to use a stronger, more explicit disclosure that says explicitly that Falcon Field is among the 10 busiest general aviation airports in the country. They have more than 250,000 operations every year, and Falcon Field is going to continue to grow and probably will be busier in the future. I think this will go a long way to curtail complaints in the future from people who buy homes in this area. And in fact, this could also be used at the other developments like Trovita at Brown and Val Vista and the development that's planned for 32nd and McKellips. And if the Longbow one comes up again, it could be used for that. I have copies that I can leave with the clerk for maybe you guys and other people to take a look at it and see if this is something that you could consider trying to get KB Homes to use rather than just a mere notification. Because that's one of the biggest complaints from the current complainers is that they were told it was just a small airport and it wouldn't bother them at all. And that's obviously not the truth. And I thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Murphy. Appreciate that. The next person that would like to speak is Karen Broughton. Thank you. Sorry about that. I was just reading through. Welcome, Karen. We'd like to give you 3 minutes. And if you'll
give
us your address,
please. Going to be good afternoon.
Thank you.
Mayor Finter, but it's now good evening.
Good evening.
Mayor Finter and council members. My name is Karen Broughton. I live at Mesa Townhomes, Alta Mesa Townhomes, near the intersection of Higley and Brown. My mission today is to encourage you to postpone the decision of KB Homes project on Higley and Brown Road until planning and zoning can re-examine their decision, postpone your vote until more neighbors can examine the renderings that I have viewed at Mr. Pugh's office and Mr. Lake's, and bring a less dense plan to us, including driveways and sufficient home-adjacent parking. The KB Homes development similar to this project may be seen at Wrecker and Warner. In the last 2 days, I have gathered 100 signatures, and strong opinions against the project were voiced. You each have a folder with our mission statement, and our mayor has a binder with photos and petitions. We look forward to working with all of you. And each one of you were handed a folder. Mayor Finter, you have a bound.
Right here with me.
All done on the computer for
right.
you.
Right. Wonderful.
There's pictures. There's petitions. There's everything there. I was, as you read about what I've done in the past, I have fought and worked with Peggy Rubach and a whole group of us to keep Brown Road looking very unique. It has low density, little or no commercial development, and this density is just something beyond which I think our neighborhood needs. There are no driveways. As we talk to the people, and it's all written there for you, we talk to the people down on Warner, and they are having terrible troubles finding a place to park. They come home, there's a two-car garage, there is no storage in the homes. The driveways, there are no driveways. Most of the homes are right up to this narrow street. There's no parking on the street. There's a $500 fine for police and fire. So they're having to go outside the area to place their second car because they have stuff. Most Americans have lots of stuff. So we're asking for driveways, something smaller. And I have walked a lot of Mira Mesa. I've walked a lot in just in the last 2 days. I only heard about it a week and 2 weeks ago when David came to our homeowners association. Our HOA board in the townhomes, it was in the HOA box. It was not sent to our homes. And I think we need a stronger mailing. Yesterday afternoon, I walked all the homes in Sonova, and they're very distressed. They picture people living over there in this proposed area with no driveway. Most people leave cars in the driveway, stuff in the garage, and then they will come across the drive-in to Sonova, place their car on a street that doesn't belong to them, and walk across the street and walk into their house.
Wonderful. Well, thank you.
So, anyway, yes. Thank you for giving this attention, and I hope you will all read what we have proposed.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes. Councilmember Luna.
Mayor Finter, I was wondering if we could have Mr. Lake speak to some of the issues relative to the notification of residents as well as to the parking situation.
Wonderful. We'd like to invite up the applicant's representative, and he knows the process.
Mayor, council members, congratulations, Mayor Finter
It will be a pleasure to work with you. My name is Sean Lake, 1744 South Val Vista Drive, Mesa, Arizona, here on behalf of KB Homes, the property owner of the property which is located at the northwest corner of Brown and Higley. Let me address a couple of those points specifically, and I'll take them in the order. The first had to do with the airport and those issues that were raised. Let me point out first that this site is located over 1 mile outside of the 60 DNL line, which is, you've got the 65 DNL line, which does not allow residential in. Then you have the 60 line. We're one plus miles outside of that line. And so we're well out that side of that area. But we do have, that will be introduced tonight, three conditions of approval that specifically address the airport. We support the airport. We think it's a tremendous asset for the city of Mesa, and we don't want to do anything that would detrimentally harm the airport, and we don't believe that this project will, in as much as this property has been designated for residential for 30, 40 years. But specifically, the owner will grant a navigation easement and release the city pertaining to the Falcon Field Airport, which will be prepared and recorded by the city, so the city's form we'll be using regarding that navigation easement. We'll also provide written notice to all future residents where they have to acknowledge receipt of the project is within a certain distance. Some will be within a mile on the far north end, but as you get further south away, they'll be further away. And then there'll also be noise attenuation measures incorporated into the design and structure of the home to address any noise that might be associated with that. I was talking to the people from KB Homes. They will also have a map in the sales office that will show the proximity of the property to Falcon Field Airport. We have no intention to hide that. We think it's an asset. We think it's an employment center where people will work, will live here and work there. So we think it's an asset that we want to highlight. We're not trying to have any shenanigans. I wanted to use that word. There'll be no tomfoolery going on as far as Falcon Field goes. We think that's a tremendous asset for the city of Mesa. As for the notice for this project, we have had several neighborhood meetings. Notice was given to property owners within 1,000 feet of this project. State law requires that notice be sent to 300 feet, and so we notified not only property owners but homeowners association within 1,000 feet of the project of what we were proposing, and we held multiple neighborhood meetings on that. They were notified of the neighborhood meetings and also the Planning Commission meeting and also the city council meetings. So we have provided multiple notices of what we are proposing to do. Like I said, this property is designated residential and has been for probably as long as I've been alive. And so what we are proposing is a density consistent with that has been designated on this property for many, many years. And so I'll answer a lot of other questions that Mrs. Broughton brought up in my presentation in 2 weeks. We've been on the phone and we've communicated quite a bit, but we'll take advantage of the next 2 weeks to get together and talk about the issues that were raised.
Okay. Questions? Councilmember Luna.
Thank you, Mr. Lake. Again, this is an introduction of this, and we have a couple of weeks where we can have some robust conversations relative to the development, just as Councilman Richens alluded to the previous item. So this gives opportunity for the community to comment relative to this demand to this development within a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
Councilmember Richens.
Just a point of clarification. The applicant stated that the current zoning has been residential for many years. What's the current zoning of the property?
Mayor, Councilmember Richens, I believe he's referring to the general plan designation has been residential for many years. The current zoning is ag.
Okay, thank you. Just keeping you honest.
Yeah. Apologize for the statement. No, good clarity. Any other questions for Mr. Lake? Okay, thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
So looks like we've had a good overview for this introduction. Do we have a motion? We have a motion by Councilmember Dennis Kavanaugh to proceed, and then a second by Councilmember Glover, or excuse me, Vice Mayor Glover. Any other comments along these lines? If not, we'll go ahead and ask you to vote, please. It looks like it is going through with 5 ayes, and Councilmember Summers absent, so it will proceed forth. Okay, thank you. Our next item on the agenda is to hold a public hearing on the proposed annexations. The first one will be a public hearing to release the petitions for signatures for a proposed annexation case A14-03, located north of McClellan Road and east of Alma School Road, approximately 6.9 acres, initiated by the property owners Devin and Mona Rogers and Mortgages LTO 401K. I'll declare the public meeting, public hearing open. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any requests to speak on this item?
No request, Mayor.
No request. Council members, do you have any information or comments on this? Okay. Hearing none, we'll go ahead and close this public meeting. It is closed. The second one we will do is a public hearing prior to the release of petitions for signatures for the proposed annexation case of A1404, located north of McClellan Road and east of Alma School Road, 5.8 acres, initiated by the property owners Ray and Ada Eisen and Mortgages LTO. I'll declare this public meeting open, public hearing open, excuse me. Ms. Mickelson, do we have anybody that's requested to speak?
No request, Mayor.
No. Council members, any information or comments? Yes, Council Member Richens.
That button, okay. Just wanted to comment on this. This has been a piece of property sitting at the end of Alma School, kind of a remnant that was cut by the building of the Red Mountain Freeway, the 202, and it's kind of been open for many years. And the project that's proposed to go along with this annexation case, I'm getting really excited about. The applicant has been really positive in his dialogue with the neighbors and trying to find a way to accommodate people's backyards and access and all kinds of issues that come with building infill projects. And I think infill projects, as noted by the last case, is a lot of our future. We're going to be filling in a lot of these vacant spots internally. Mesa, it's just we're starting to hit the edge of city limits, so you're going to find vacant lots like the one on the corner of Brown and Higley, and this one are attracting the attention of developers. Mesa is a great place to live, and continues to get better and better as the years go on. And so I appreciate the applicant and his project coming forward. I'm looking forward to the full project and the case associated with that and the dialogue and debate that will accompany it. So in support of these two hearings. Thanks.
Wonderful. Thank you, Councilmember Richens. Any others? Okay, we'll declare this public hearing closed. Okay. Looks like the next item on the agenda is to check with Ms. Mickelson to see if there's any citizens that want to speak this evening.
No citizens.
We have none. Hearing none, we have a motion for adjournment. A second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.